We continue with lesson number 2 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim, and we will study together today Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel, and Dalet, the first Perek, the third and fourth Mishnayos. We learned that there are those individuals and circumstances in which even though new crops grow, there is no requirement of Bikurim. Today we will learn that Bikurim is only given from certain species and from a certain quality of fruits. Ein mevi'in Bikurim chutz mishivas haminim. There is no requirement at all to bring Bikurim except for the 7 species: wheat, olives, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Other fruits, there's no requirement of Bikurim. And even among the above, lo mitumorim shebahorim, you do not bring Bikurim from dates which grow upon the hills, which are of inferior quality, velo miperos shebo'amokim, nor from fruits which grow in the valleys, which are also inferior, velo mizeise shemen, and not from those olives, she'eno min hamufchor, which are not top quality. Top quality olives retain and store the oil within them, and they are called zayis aguri, meaning olives which are reservoirs of oil. If it's an inferior olives, there's no one does not bring Bikurim from them. Ein mevi'in Bikurim kodim lo atzeres. One does not bring Bikurim before atzeres. Atzeres is the word which the Mishnah uses for what we call the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Now on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, on the atzeres, the Pasuk says, v'chag ha-kotzir bikurei ma'asecho, that the holiday, the festival of the harvest, of the reaping, which is Shavuos, is bikurei ma'asecho. And on that Yom Tov of Shavuos, there would be brought in the Beis HaMikdosh, shtei halechem, 2 breads from the new crop of wheat. Those 2 breads were the initiation, so to speak, the matir of all subsequent new fruits to be brought to the Beis HaMikdosh. So until Shavuos comes and the shtei halechem are brought, there's no mitzvah of havoas bikurim. Indeed, Anshei Har Tzavoim heviu bikureihem. There were people from a place called Har Tzavoim who did bring their bikurim kodem lo hatzeres, before Shavuos, velo kiblu mehem, but it was not accepted. They were turned back. The Meforshim say, the Rash here, quoting the Yerushalmi, that if a person, an average person, does happen to show up before Shavuos with his Bikurim, it is accepted, but put aside until Shavuos comes. The reason why the Anshei Har Tzavoim were actually turned back was because they were Anoshim Chashuvim, they were noblemen, they were people of importance, and therefore we were concerned that people might think, oh, if the Anshei Har Tzavoim are bringing Bikurim before Shavuos, we all should be doing that. And therefore, the Chachomim made a kind of a scene out of not accepting that from them before Shavuos. They Hakosuv Shebetorah, the Pasuk in the Torah, which indicates that Shavuos is the initiation of the new crops, fruits, etc., being brought to the Beis HaMikdosh, is the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpotim, v'chag ha-kotzir bikurei ma'asecho asher tizra basode. Mishneh Dalet continues to say, elu mevi'in v'lo kodin. It's possible for a person to own property in Eretz Yisrael and not to be able to read the appropriate mikro bikurim. And the classic example of this, according to our Mishnah, is a ger. Hager, maybe, it's possible for a ger to own land which he purchased in Eretz Yisrael. However, maybe v'eino kore, he brings Bikurim, but does not read. Why can't he read? She'enu yochel lomar asher nishpa Hashem la'avoseinu lo zeizlonu. He can't read that pasuk of the Mikra Bikurim in Pashas Kisavo Devorim Chofov Pasuk Gimel, which reads that I thank God for the land which He swore to our forefathers to give to us. His forefathers were not Jews. It wasn't given to him. However, v'imhoisa imo miYisrael, maybe v'kore. If his just his mother was Jewish, he can bring Bikurim and read those words, Asher nishpa Hashem la'avoseinu lo seslono. Now, since the Tana of this Mishnah holds that a ger cannot use the phrase, Asher nishpa Hashem la'avoseinu, how does he daven Shmona Esrei? Where we say, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avroham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. When he davens Shmoneh Esrei for himself, when he davens as a Shliach Tzibur, so the Avoseinu refers to all of the other members of the congregation. But when he davens alone, he can't say Avoseinu, so he says Elokei Avos Yisrael, the God of the fathers of Israel. When he leads the services in Shul, Omer, he can say Elokei Avoseichem, the God of your forefathers, as opposed to my forefathers. However, v'imhoisa imo miYisrael, but his mother was Jewish, Omer Elokei Avoseinu, he can then say our forefathers. Now, this is the opinion of this Mishnah, but interestingly enough, the Rambam in the Halacha does not rule according to this Mishnah. The Rambam follows a brisa brought in the Yerushalmi in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a ger can bring Bikurim and read and say the words Asher Nishpa Hashem La'avoseinu, because his father was Avraham, and Avraham was Av Hamon Goyim. He was everyone's father. And therefore, Avraham is the father of the gerim, and a ger can say in the Mikra Bikurim Asher Nishpa La'avoseinu. And indeed, following the Rambam, the ger in the Shmoneh Esrei can also say Avoseinu. There are others who disagree, but this is the halacha, according to the Rambam, that a ger can be mevi v'korei even if his mother is not Jewish, but he is a ger tzedek, and he can daven and say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, whether he is davening privately for himself or whether he is leading the services in the shul as a shliach tzibur. And so we have finished lesson number 2.